So a half a game up. And Opperman takes the strike from Gibby. That was at the letters. One ball, one strike. Trapper infield is playing in a little bit more than normal. Even the middle of the infield playing in, but not all the way in. Swanager at third, playing in line with the bag. Emig at first, playing in line with the bag at first. Ohama and Zane, the shortstop and second baseman, about a step in from their normal position. One ball, one strike. And the pitch from Gibbons is a little looper. Here comes Zane. It bounces to him. He's going to go to the plate. The throw is not in time. The throw pulled Verdugo off the plate. And Rice will score. It's a 4-3 game. The plate umpire, Keith Denebeam, was right there on the play. It was a little looper that Zane had to come in, get on the first, and his throw just took Verdugo off the plate. And it's 4-3, great fall. So Rice scores on the fielder's choice off the bat of Offerman. The bases remain loaded with one out. And the batter will be Ernie Carr. Carr tonight is 0-4. As Michael Gibbons tries to get the Trappers a chance in the ninth inning to come back. And the pitch is fouled back, and that will get back into the crowd, 0-1. The Great Falls Dodgers have won 12 of their last 13 games. And they have been red hot. They have a 5-game winning streak and lead by a whole bunch in the Northern Division. No balls, one strike. Gibbons from the stretch. And the pitch to Carr, strike call. An off-speed breaking ball that nipped off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Dodgers 4 and the Trappers 3, top of the ninth inning. Looking forward to the Trappers' ninth inning, it'll be Kevin Ohama, Pat Wade, and Kelly Zane. Michael Gibbons would like to get him out right here and give the Trappers a chance, trailing by only one. And the 0-2 pitch is outside. One ball, two strikes. And Gibby wants a new baseball, so Keith Denebeam, the plate umpire, tosses a new one in. Trapper Baseball on Kissin' AM brought to you in part by Cypress Credit Union, now offering 13.9% Visa credit card. Cypress Credit Union, where anyone can join. And by Steve's Detailing. Stop by Steve's and let them show how they can restore that new car luster and shine or put you in a new used car. Steve's Detailing, 1789 South Redwood Road. The 1-2 delivery to Ernie Carr, swung out of it. He tried to check his swing, but he went around. And a big strikeout for Michael Gibbons. That's out number two. And the batter will be Jerry Brooks. The Trappers are in a bind right here. Their half-game lead in the Southern Division is in jeopardy with the Butte Copper Kings way out in front of Helena, 12-1 in the ninth inning. Trappers trail 4-3. Jerry Brooks has two singles and four trips to the plate, and he has driven in one of the four Dodger runs. Michael Gibbons, bases still loaded. And the first pitch to Jerry Brooks is a curveball that just misses on the outside. One ball, no strike. Large crowd here at Dirks Field. Try to get the official attendance for you as soon as we can. But the focus is on the field. One ball and no strikes to Brooks, the former Clemson Tiger. And it's hit sharply into left field. That'll be a hit down the line. One run will score. Here comes Carroll rounding third. He will score. Offerman is being held at third. The throw comes in and gets past Swanager. Offerman's going to score another. So the Dodgers clear the base path. And they now have a four-run lead. And out crowd beginning to head for the exit. That'll be ruled a two-base hit for Jerry Brooks, driving into, and the third run will score on the throwing error by Tommy Boyce in left field. So a four-run ninth inning, and it's a 7-3 Dodgers lead, and the air has been let out of the sails of the Salt Lake Trappers. Eric Caro stepping in with a runner at second. Two outs, and the curveball's a strike. So Pye and Carroll score on the double by Brooks. Offerman comes home to score on the throwing error by the left fielder Boyce, who tried to get it into third base. And the 0-1 to Carroll swung on and missed. He was stepping out all the way. Seven runs and nine hits for Great Falls. Three runs on seven hits for Salt Lake. First to five between these two teams, and the Trappers will have a large mountain to climb in the bottom of the ninth as Caro takes outside 1-2. Dodgers have only two hits in this ninth inning, but a couple of walks thrown in between, and the hits have been key hits. Right now the pitcher of record is lefty Sean Johnson, who entered this inning tied at three. And the 1-2 delivery, swung on, fly ball, left field and deep. Boyce is going back. He turns on the warning track. He has the room, and he makes the catch for the out. But a big ninth inning for Great Falls. Four runs on two hits. They strand a man. And we're heading to the bottom of the ninth. It's Great Falls 7, Salt Lake 3.
You probably drive by Oasis Boat Sales every day and wished you owned one of the boats. Maybe the MiroCraft fishing boat or the sleek, red, high-performance Checkmate. Well, you don't need to put off those urges any longer. Oasis Boat Sales can help you find the right boat along with the right payment plan, too. Oasis Boat Sales, just off the 5300 South exit on I-15. When you're through dreaming about a boat, pull off the freeway and see what Oasis can do for you and your dreams.
Credit cards have become a way of life for most people, but for some, an expensive way of life. So take a close look at what you're paying. Could be 18, 21, or even 24% annually, not to mention the annual fee. But at Cypress Credit Union, Visa credit card rates are lower than ever. Now just 13.9% APR. Once qualified, you could start saving immediately by trading in your old credit cards and moving the balance to Cypress. The low Cypress rate and annual fee means there'll be less to pay back. This is no strip-down Visa either. It's accepted at millions of locations worldwide. Plus, you get a 25-day grace period, so there's no interest charged when you pay off your balance each month. It's easy to get your 13.9% Cypress Visa. Just call for an application or stop by either Cypress office. Either way, you'll get a low-cost Visa without sacrificing features. Anyone can join. Cypress Credit Union, Mid-Valley Magna, and coming soon to West Jordan.
Well, the Salt Lake Trappers are in danger of dropping into second place Southern Division. They trail it 7-3 in the bottom of the ninth inning. And leading it off will be Kevin Ohama. David Dawson, the right-hander, is still in there. He came on in the seventh inning. And the first pitch to Ohama moves him away from the plate. One ball and no strike. This final just in from Shea Stadium in New York. It took 12 innings, but the Montreal Expos defeated the Mets tonight by a final of 5-2. Pitch to Kevin Ohama is a strike right down the middle. Seven runs, nine hits, no errors for the Dodgers. Three runs, seven hits, and three errors for Salt Lake. And the 1-1 delivery to Kevin Ohama is swung on, hit to right field. Coming on is Morrow, coming over near the line, still coming, and he slides and he makes the diving catch. He slid down and slid around on his backside, but he slid right under the ball and made the catch for the out. So one down in the ninth inning, and Pat Wade will be the Trapper batter. Pat has two singles in three at-bats, and he has driven in one of the three Trapper runs. The 7-3 score does not indicate how close this game was tonight. It was a 3-3 tie heading into the ninth, but the Dodgers had a four-run outburst. Three of the runs came after two outs as Wade takes the strike. The Trapper of losing their third straight game for the first time this season and are in danger of dropping out of first place for the first time in quite some time. The 0-1 delivery to Pat is outside. One ball, one strike. Don't forget tomorrow, a doubleheader. A Saturday night doubleheader at Dirk Field between the Trappers and the Dodgers. First game starts at 5:30. The pregame show here on Kissin' AM comes your way at 5:20. And we'll have both games, both seven-inning games. Wade hits it sharply to second. Eddie Pye scoops it, loses it, gets it again, throws to first, and Wade is out. So the Trappers are down to their final out. And it'll be the league's leading hitter, Kelly Zane, who has yet to get a hit tonight. Kelly is 0-for-4. A ground out to third, a ground out to second. Took a called third strike and hit into a fielder's choice. So David Dawson looking to get the final out. And the pitch to Zane is down low. One ball, no strike. Kurt Wilson coming to you live from Dirk Field in Salt Lake City. 7-3, Dodgers over the Trappers in the bottom of the ninth inning. David Dawson, the third Dodger pitcher tonight, lines and delivers, and the 1-0 is a strike. So Great Falls seems to have the Trappers' number. Only one other team in the Pioneer League has won more games than it has lost against Salt Lake. That's the last place Idaho Falls Braves. And the 1-1 delivery to Zane, swung on, foul away down the right side. That'll get out of play, and the count's 1-2. After tomorrow's doubleheader, the two teams will lock up in a Sunday afternoon affair. 1:30 game time here at Dirk Field, 1:20 pregame show here on Kissin' AM. One ball, two strikes, two outs, ninth inning. And the pitch to Zane up high. Two balls, two strikes. Trappers have gone with three pitchers tonight. Willie Ambos worked the first seven and a third. Shaw Johnson worked a full inning, and Michael Gibbons the last two-thirds. And the 2-2 delivery to Zane is up high, and it's a full count. And like they say, it's never over until it's over. Funnier things have happened. Trappers trail it by four runs. David Dawson, Culver City, California, gets the signs from Rice, winds and delivers, and the full count pitch is swung on. High fly ball, deep left center field, but the center fielder Carroll is there. He's waiting, and he's got it, and the Dodgers win it 7-3. In the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, nobody left. And the final score tonight, the Great Falls Dodgers 7, the Salt Lake Trappers 3, and I'll be back with a wrap after this.
The way some people conduct business has very little to do with spending time behind a desk. So for every telephone gone unanswered, for every message left unreceived, for every time you were down the hall, in the car, or in the field, there's Interlink Communications of Utah and the most advanced mobile communication systems in the state. At Interlink, we have a paging network that'll take you from one end of Utah to the other with one pager and no hidden charges. And we have the newest in cellular and mobile telephone systems, all backed by 24-hour on-call service and a proven record of dependability. That's why Interlink has become a national leader in mobile communications and why we'll always be there when you're not.
The Stroh Brewery Company, Detroit, Michigan.
Well, tonight at Dirk Field, the Salt Lake Trappers dropped their third game in a row to the Great Falls Dodgers by a final score of 7-3. But it was much closer than the score indicated. It was a 3-3 game heading into the ninth inning, but the Dodgers scored four runs in the ninth inning. The key hit, a two-run double by Jerry Brooks, actually three runs scored on that, as Tommy Boyce made a throwing error, allowing the other run to score. And the Dodgers have the whammy on the Trappers. They will play a doubleheader tomorrow. with the pregame show beginning at 5:20 p.m. and the game time at 5:30. Game one, 2-7 in a game, and the Trappers will go with Bill Wenrick in game one and Terrence Glover in game two. The final score tonight, it was the Dodgers 7, the Trappers 3. And stay tuned for the postgame show coming up next here on Kissin' AM.
Today's Trapper baseball game on Kissin' AM was brought to you by Cypress Credit Union, now offering 13.9% Visa credit cards. Cypress Credit Union, where anyone can join. And by the David Early Auto Service Centers. See David Early Auto Service Centers for guaranteed lowest prices on tires. And the Stroh's Brewing Company, Stroh Beer, America's only fire-brewed beer. Look for it at your local grocery store. Coming up next, the post-game show with Kurt Wilson.
A legend has been created. Not just another car battery, but a better battery for the future. Introducing the Legend Battery from Napa. Better in reserve power with up to 2 hours and 25 minutes in reserve for those critical times like when you leave your lights on. Better in protection because it's backed by a warranty that lasts over 6 years into the future. Better in durability with its unique anchor lock construction, a safeguard against damaging vibration. Better to handle because it has its own handle. And better in availability because it's now at over 20,000 Napa outlets. The Legend Battery from Napa. Any way you look at it, a better battery.
Purchase the Legend before August 15th and take advantage of a special $10 rebate offer. The Legend, a better battery and a better deal thanks to Napa's $10 rebate. Offer good until August 15th at your local Napa Auto Parts store or Napa dealer.
They might hold a special kind of outdoor party for you this summer if, despite all the warnings blasted at you over the years, you still get behind the wheel after you've been drinking. They'll call this garden party a burial. Your friends will all be there, and you'll be the center of attention. It'll be outside in a lovely setting surrounded by trees and flowers. There'll be lots of flowers. Please don't drink and drive. A safety message from NADA, the National Automobile Dealers Association, and your local new car and truck dealer.
KLUB, Salt Lake City is now Kissin' AM, KISN. Welcome to the Salt Lake Trappers postgame show on Kissin' AM. It's brought to you by Precision Tune, where they do more than fix your car. They guarantee it. And by Huffburn Motors in Tooele, where you can lease a Ford Ranger or Bronco 2 for your exciting outdoor fun. Huffburn Motors in Tooele. And now, with a postgame show, here's Kurt Wilson.
Well, welcome back to Dirk Field. Not a good night for Salt Lake Trapper fans. The Great Falls Dodgers came up with 4 runs in the top of the ninth inning, and they defeated the Trappers tonight by a score of 7-3. What that means is the Trappers are now in second place in the Southern Division of the Pioneer League because the Butte Copper Kings have a 12-1 lead over Helena in the eighth inning, that game being played in Helena tonight. The Trappers will fall a half a game behind Butte in the Southern Division with the twin bill coming up tomorrow with the Dodgers. In the eighth inning in Pocatello, the Billings Mustangs lead the Giants by a score of 8-5. And the other game, Idaho Falls at Menace, received no report. Checking out the Major League scoreboard, a one-hitter by Joe McGrain today as the St. Louis Cardinals shut out Chicago 4-0. The only hit, a single by Vance Law in the first inning off McGrain. A twin bill in Philadelphia tonight. In the first game, the Phillies defeated Pittsburgh 9-1. Kevin Gross tossed a six-hitter, and Juan Samuel drove in 4 runs as the Phillies beat the Pirates 9-1. And they're in the eighth inning of Game 2, and the Phillies leading Pittsburgh by a score of 4-3. It was Atlanta downing Cincinnati tonight 9-4. It took 12 innings, but the Montreal Expos defeated the New York Mets tonight 5-2 at Shea Stadium. That pulls the Expos to within 5.5 games of the Mets in the National League East. It was San Diego nipping Houston tonight, 4-3, and this game's still going on at Dodger Stadium. The L.A. Dodgers leading San Francisco 3-0 in the third. In the American League, it was Boston 9, Detroit 4. The Red Sox have now won 23 in a row at Fenway Park. That is the all-time record now for wins in a row at home. It was Cleveland over Texas tonight by a score of 6-3. That snaps a Cleveland 5-game losing streak. It was New York 6, Minnesota 4. So what that means with the Boston and New York wins and the Detroit loss, the Red Sox are 3.5 behind Detroit in the East, and the Yankees are now 4 games out behind the Tigers. It was Toronto nipping Kansas City by a score of 3-2. Milwaukee over Baltimore 8-3. The Orioles have now lost five in a row, and these two games still in progress. Chicago leading Seattle 6-2 in the fifth inning, and Oakland over California 3-0 in the fifth inning. But here at Dirks Field, the Great Falls Dodgers, a 7-3 winner over the Trappers, and I'll be back to check that game out when the post-game show continues after this on Kissin' AM.
So, you're having car trouble, and trouble deciding where to take it. Who can help with your hesitation problem? Who can get rid of knocks and pings? Who knows how to put a stop to hard starting? And guarantees their work for 12 months or 12,000 miles? Only the engine performance experts at Precision Tube. We do more than fix your car. We guarantee it.
Check your white pages for the Precision Tune in your neighborhood.
Well, the Salt Lake Trappers jumped on top first in this ballgame tonight against the Great Falls Dodgers. In the second inning, Tommy Boyce was hit by a pitch. The starter, Mike McHugh, the lefty, hit him. After one out, Marty Peralta sent one to deep left center field for a two-run home run and a 2-0 Trappers lead in the second inning. But the Dodgers came back in the fifth inning to score a pair off starter Willie Ambos. After one out, Chris Morrow singled, Eddie Pye then singled, and Don Carroll singled in two runs. The runners were going on that single. And of the three hits, none of them were hard hit balls. So a couple of bloopers and a little ground ball through the infield, and the Dodgers tied it up 2-2. But the Trappers took the lead in the seventh inning. John Edwards singled after Kevin Ohama attempted a sacrifice. He was saved when the pitcher, John Brassey at the time, tried to go to second base to get Edwards, but the throw was not in time. So it put runners were balked to second and third, and then Pat Wade hit a single through a drawn-in infield, and it was 3-2 Trappers after seven innings. But in the eighth inning, the Dodgers knotted it up at three. Jose Offerman walked, Ernie Carr grounded out, and that sent Offerman to third after he stole second base, and he came riding home on a single by Jerry Brooks, and a 3-3 ball game heading into the ninth inning. In the ninth, though, Sean Johnson, who had come on in relief of Willie Ambos to get out of a jam in the eighth, walked Lance Wright. After Chris Morrow struck out, Eddie Pye singled, and then Don Carroll walked to load the bases. On came Michael Gibbons. The first man, Jose Offerman, hit a ground ball to Kelly Zane, who tried to get the out at the plate, but the run was there in time as the throw pulled Verdugo off the plate. And the tie-breaking run scored, and it was 4-3. But the big blow came an out later when Jerry Brooks hit a double down the left field line, clearing the bases. He was credited with two runs batted in, and the third run came on when Tommy Boyce had a throwing error trying to throw it back into the infield. And four runs scored in the ninth, and the Dodgers held on to beat the Trappers 7-3. Final line score tonight, Great Falls 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They stranded 6 men. The Trappers had 3 runs, 7 hits. They committed 3 errors, and they stranded 8. And I'll be back to take a look at the pitching line from tonight's game when the post-game show continues after this on Kissin' AM.
Ford made tempo tempting. Ford Credit's Red Carpet Lease Plan can make the tempting tempo even more affordable. With a Ford Credit Red Carpet Lease at Huffburn Motors in Tooele, your monthly payments may be lower than with conventional car financing plans. That means qualified leases can drive more vehicle with more options for about the same monthly payment. Plus, leasing frees your cash and credit line for other needs. Look into a Ford Credit Red Carpet Lease now at Huffburn Motors in Tooele.
These scores just in from the Pioneer League. It's a final now in Helena. The Butte Copper Kings scored a couple of runs in the ninth, and they defeated Helena 14-1. That means the Trappers drop into second place in the Southern Division. And the other game still going on, Billings 9, Pocatello 6. That's in the ninth inning. Well, Mike McHugh, the left-handed starter tonight for Great Falls, making his first start, his second appearance of the season after having an injury sidelining him for the first portion of the season. He worked three innings tonight, allowing two hits, two runs, walked a pair, and struck out three. John Brassey came on for three innings of five-hit relief, allowing one run, didn't walk anybody, and he struck out six Trappers. Dave Dawson picked up the win. He's now 3-2, working three innings of no-hit relief. No runs, he walked two, and he struck out one. For the Salt Lake Trappers, Willie Ambos worked a good game tonight. He went 7 1/3 innings, allowing 7 hits and 3 runs, walking one and striking out 5. Sean Johnson, the lefty, took the loss tonight. He's 2-1 on the season, worked one inning, allowed 1 hit, 3 runs, all 3 were earned. He walked 2 and struck out 1. Michael Gibbons came on for 2/3 of an inning, allowing 1 hit, 1 run. It was unearned. He walked 2 and he struck out 1. The Trappers' record drops to 33-19. They are a half game behind Butte in the Southern Division, with a doubleheader coming up tomorrow here at Dirks Field against the Great Falls Dodgers. And that game will come your way, beginning with the pregame show at 5:20 and the game time at 5:30, 2 7-inning games, and we'll have them both for you right here on Kissin' AM. I'd like to thank Blaine Reeder, my engineer back at the studio. Another fine job from Blaine. Keep it up back there. And once again, the final score from Dirks Field. It was Great Falls 7, Salt Lake 3. Kurt Wilson saying so long until tomorrow night.
The Trappers postgame show has been brought to you by Precision Tune, where they do more than fix your car, they guarantee it. And by Huffer Motors in Tooele, where you can lease a Ford Ranger or Bronco too for your exciting outdoor fun. Huffer